Captain Weekend.
Together, we battle to survive, dividing the hard work between us. For example, he built a shelter whilst I slept in it.
Well done, Captain Weekend. Sorry, no room. You should have made it bigger.
Truly, we were equals. The days passed contentedly, and eventually thoughts of escape drifted from my mind. Then, one night, as I sat by the fire, I heard a terrible and familiar voice.
Ah, Bill. Given up, eh?
Mr. Benevolent.
Yes, well, a vision of me, flickering in the fire. Ow, ow. Got a bit too close.
Why are you here?
I bring a vision of your kidnapped wife.
Yes, Pip?
Rightly. How are you?
Oh, not too good, actually. Mr. Benevolent is torturing me.
The monster.
He is making me read celebrity autobiographies. Oh, the tedious self-aggrandization. Oh, the simplistic yet clearly ghost-written prose. Oh, the punning titles.
It cannot be that bad.
You try reading Florence Nightingale's From Bad to Nurse. Rescue me, Pip, or at least confiscate Mr. Benevolent's library card.
Your wife is wilting before me, Pip-Bim. Do you not wish to see her happy again, with glossy fur and a wet nose, merrily chasing rabbits? Sorry, no, that's Labradors. But the point broadly stands.
Ow, that damn fur! And he was gone. I knew I must save Ripley with the help of my noble, savage companion.
Find a way off this island while I have a nap.
No, do it yourself for once.
Harry? Harry, you are alive. Oh, joy.
Did you not realize it was me?
No. Why did you not say something?
I couldn't. After I survived being drowned, thank goodness for my special life jacket, I had all that sea toffee to get through. It jammed my teeth together until just now.
We decided to scale the mighty cliffs to seek help. But they were unclimbable, being smoother than a baby's bottom that has been sanded, bathed in oil, then polished for an hour.
What if we bent a tree close to the ground, tethered it, climbed aboard, then released the tether? We should surely be twanged to the top of the cliffs.
The plan required extensive testing, which Harry bravely volunteered to do.
I don't want to do this.
Brace yourself.
But on the 47th attempt,
I made it.
Find something to use as a rope and lower it.
Aren't you going to twang yourself up?
No way. I'm not mental.
At the top, I beheld an extraordinary sight. A mighty volcano surrounded by swathes of mist-wreathed jungle, from within which came peculiar sounds. The noises came closer. The ground began to shake, the foliage rustled unnervingly, and then, out of the jungle, burst hideous reptilian creatures such as I had never seen.
I fear these are living versions of those dread fossils, the dinosaurs.
They advanced on us, jaws wide with pointy prehistoric death. But then one spoke.
Hola, Harry. ¿Qué tal?
Juanita.
92 of Harry's new wives had been old widows. The 93rd had been a young Mexican called Juanita Hot Chili.
You had some work done.
Yes, Harry. I am now a dinosaur.
God, grief. Even as a dinosaur, that woman is hot, hot, hot. Is it wrong to fancy a giant carnivorous lizard?
Also dinosaur are your older, unsexier wives.
Hello! How is this possible?
The great Mr. Benevolent can explain.
They blindfolded us and dragged us away. The jungle sounds grew quiet and the air became hotter around us. Finally, we stopped and our blindfolds were removed.
Pip-Pip, welcome to my new secret evil base located beneath a massive volcano.
Why here?
I don't know. It just felt right somehow.
You look different.
Oh, the grey boiler suit and shaved head. Again, it just felt really me.
Why are my wives dinosaurs?
Is Pippa too a dino lady?
No, still human. See for yourself.
Sorry I'm late. I've just been baking bread without yeast. Evil bread.